The Red River Farm Network Farm Fest coverage made possible by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Minnesota Farmers Union, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council.
The wheat harvest is underway, and it won't be long before activity begins for the row crops. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Commodity Marketing Education, Rob Froning, is advising growers to have a plan.
Basis is a big issue right now on soybeans. We can't move the beans worldwide. I mean, we can't get the beans moved. There's just not a lot of quotes out of the PNW looking for the beans, and so basis, especially here in North, we're struggling, and guys who don't have storage are going to have to try to figure out something what to do with those beans.
And it may pay to take an early look at marketing.
You know, I got people looking at 19. I'll be honest, looking at 19, maybe more on corn than soybeans, but is there some opportunities to possibly lock in some break-even or close to break-even prices on 19? We don't know what this trade talk's going to do to the corn. Obviously, we've seen what it's done to some of the soybeans, but we also have, like I said, pretty good yield. And the fundamentals, if we have a big supply and demand doesn't increase, you know, we know what that does to the market.